ça c'est sympa.
Everybody knows your business. You don't have to act different around us. I know I heard you wanna be rich, Chris. Go endless, go heaven.
You don't have to act so jealous. I can tell by the way you look at us. And you want something you won't get, huh? Oh, honey, you had more than enough. Why you gotta act so jealous? Want it, you want it, you want it, you want it. Hella toxic, so precious. Want it, you want it, you want it, you want it. Why you gotta act so headless? You want it, you want it, you want it, you want it. Nothing much, nothing special. You want it, you want it, you want it, you want it. You want it, 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 you want it. Too much, you want it, 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 you want it. Too much, you want it, 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 you want it. Too much, you want it, 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 you want it. Too much.
Why you gotta act so jealous? So toxic, so precious. Why you gotta act so headless? It's nothing special.
You don't have to act so jealous. I can tell by the way you look at us. And you want something you won't get, huh? Oh, honey, you had more than enough. You don't have to act so jealous. I can tell by the way you look at us. And you want something you won't get, huh? Oh, honey, you had more than enough.
Me not, you love to act so jealous. Care what happens to us. I want you either way. It doesn't have to be like this. And I don't wanna be your dream boy anymore. I'd rather I can't admit. I love you, love you, love you, love you.
Why you
sorry to interrupt, but just wanted to say that you are listening to The Witching Hour on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
Thank you.
Yo. Oh, good. All right. No, Can you hear me? It definitely worked. Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
All right. Fourth semester doing this, by the way. Yep. Welcome back, guys.
There's been some technical difficulties in the showroom, so it's not all us, you know.
Yes. Yes. Blame
yeah, the... I would blame the...
Keyboard.
No, never. Never. That's not their fault. No.
Right. So who's...
Just maybe the old equipment, Tufts underfunding.
Ah, blame the poor old equipment.
Yeah. Right. Gotta blame who you can blame, you know? It's never me.
And you know what? I think that kind of sentiment is kind of similar to our theme. You know, I think you can kind of make a connection there.
I'm having trouble seeing the connection.
So blame, and then our theme, which actually makes no sense at all.
So, it makes sense when you explain it.
Right.
Well, the background makes sense.
Okay, yeah. So our idea was, we like to do themes on the Witching Hour.
We have a theme every week.
We have a theme every week. But we were kind of feeling like we wanted to elevate our craft a little bit.
Yes. We thought for you, the listener, as someone who maybe is, like, listening every week and, like, has been a listener for 2 years now, and at an earlier hour, we probably have more of those types of people. Like, maybe it'll make the listening experience a little bit better for you, and we might try and play more cohesive music.
Cohesive, yeah.
Yeah, we've fallen into a bit of a rut where I play my music and plays his music. Yeah. Sometimes it doesn't quite match up, and we're like, oh, these two songs will flow together, and then it's like Echo 2K into Lana Del Rey, and it's just like,
No, it was a little bit naive. I mean, there is kind of some beauty in the juxtaposition, I would say. Sorry, juxtaposition.
I think you might need to turn the mix up a little bit. I don't know.
No, it's fine.
Okay,
trust. But you know, maybe to have a listening experience that isn't completely jarring and uncomfortable, we were like, what if we made sounds that kind of have the same vibe, maybe similar vibe even. I mean, and just even in the same ballpark at this point, it's kind of an accomplishment for us. So.
Exactly. So the theme is United by Sound.
Yes.
American flag emoji, well, American flag emoji.
Yes, and Brooke, since you added those, since Brooke Shomko added those.
Name drop.
Maybe, name reveal. Yeah, maybe you can explain.
I just think that the union...
Oh, we're going back to the
you know, we should go back to our values. No, I am joking. Woo.
Do we have to log this to the political conversation?
I was about to say. Honestly, all jokes, just the United States of America, united in sound.
The biggest joke, if you will.
The U.S. that first song, if you couldn't tell, was...
Well, actually, that was our third song.
wow.
But yeah, Brooke was a little late.
So, I don't think people realize that I am coming from a place that is a half a mile away, and I have to go over three different types of terrain.
Wait, where is it? I saw you, I checked Find Mine, you were like hella far.
It's in Hillsides.
Hillsides?
Yeah, the one that's right by
the suites, the dorm.
Oh, it's in what is it called?
Oh, it's just Hill. Is there
Hill,
like
yeah.
a? Oh, there's that
the
room
Hill
in
dance
there.
Room.
Oh.
So I'm going through. There's a construction zone. I'll tell you what I go through. I go through the construction zone.
Which one? There's so many on this darn campus nowadays.
Construction. I go through the construction zone. I go up a trail. I go down a road. I go upstairs. I go down another road. I go over the
Why do you go upstairs?
Because I have to go through the construction zone. Because the construction zone, I can't go like down to the road. So I have to go through that whole like back path by Res Quad or by Academic Quad.
The back path. Oh.
I really don't know if this is an interesting conversation for the radio,
no,
but
I'm sure it is.
I got here at 10:05 today, and that was my latest time. Yeah, and it ends at 10.
Yeah. No, I mean, we're not, you know, we're not hating.
And I forgot my ID, so.
Yeah so.
So what were the first three songs?
So the first two we had, I think it's pronounced as Jealous, but it's kind of spelled Jealous. That's an Echo 2K track.
Mm.
We don't have to play it again because I honestly really wanted to. You to hear it.
Emma's listening.
Yes. Emma, what'd you think? That was awesome, right? And then we also had I Love Sloan, which has been just kind of in my music bag for a while.
Okay. I'm glad you didn't play an ear song.
No ear yet. Phew. We don't spoil too much, but...
Yeah. I mean, saying an ear song. Maybe some ear. Sounds like a song.
I hope you enjoy our very cohesive vibe, and
hopefully
I hope
you could be united by these sounds.
Boom. Perfect. All right. So next up, we have another super underground one. It's called Treehouse.
have you guys heard of Alex G?
Alex G. Yeah. Enjoy.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Just go away.
Thank you.
guys, who directed, wait, what was the question again?
No, I'm trying to find a movie where the,
right.
It's kind of like Ex Machina, and it's kind of like her, in that he has, he starts dating this, like mannequin, and it's he like dresses her up. It's like
it's
so
it's literally
unsettling.
A mannequin. It's not like even it's not a robot. It's just a straight up mannequin. Is it with Ryan Gosling?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Dude, wait. Okay, yeah, I know.
Wait, why can I not find it in my?
I bet Ryan Gosling pays Google copious amounts of money to hide it or something.
No,
or
I'm just like, looking at my. I'm not even trying hard to find it.
Oh, nice. Well,
I'll try harder.
No. yeah.
Anyway, that was.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So
that
you need to say it. I need
okay.
To
yeah.
Answer.
Yeah. So that was a. That was The Most Deer in the Future by Ear, and then after that one, it was Theorem, also by Ear, and then it was Elegy to the Void.
We chose.
Yes. Well, they know.
duh.
Right.
Do you want to speak on Ear?
Yeah, I was actually about to. So, guys, I don't know if you've heard of these people, but if you haven't, you should really check them out. They're called Ear. What to say about Ear? They're opening for Young Lean in his Canada shows in maybe 15, 16 days.
Just like 15 days in 12 hours and 40 minutes.
Well, actually, it'd be more like 14 days and like 20 hours or something like that. But anyways, I will maybe be there. So will Brooke, maybe. We're still trying to figure out the details.
So I would say it's a Tuesday. It's 5 hours away. It's a concert that we're already going to in Boston just with an opener that has one EP that's really good.
Yes, and that's Ear. Bring
that's
it all
Ear
full circle.
You.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's kind of honestly the vibe that we kind of built this set
really
list around.
By Ear.
Yeah.
Really good songs. They really speak to the ears, honestly. Like I'm not gonna lie, like they, especially in headphones, like it'll play, like it does the, I love when songs will do the like different sounds in each headphone.
Yeah, okay. No, same. I that was supposed to be a laugh track. Shoot. And did you get the new Spotify like auto mix feature? Anybody
Ooh,
in the chat?
I saw it and I didn't do it. I should have though.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Is that what you're trying out?
Loki, when I did try it out, it like mixed it too hard and it would like cut off tracks with like a minute left. And it was like, okay, something's not right here.
Down with AI, am I right?
Yeah, I think it is hella AI and it was ruining the what?
Just super AI, you know.
Right. Are we not allowed to talk bad about AI?
AI is listening
Altman
right now.
No, I'm sorry. You know, early days, I used to like be really nice to AI when I used it.
Oh, I'm sure.
Isn't that? But then it was like, I saw this post where it was like, we
uses
burn
a ton of water.
But like, it was some like number that was like so massive, like actually like question like every, like our future as like a species.
It uses
like
so much water,
but it
you
was
don't
just
understand
the,
how much water
it was
uses.
Like 1.2 like
gallons,
grillion
per,
gallons
okay.
of just burned by people saying like please and thank you or something
okay,
like that.
It's not burned; it's just water.
Okay, you know what I mean.
I think it's like over a gallon of water for every prompt you give it, which is a lot of water.
And then what happens to that water? It just gets recycled, probably, right?
No, it gets
they
used
clean
and
it
can't.
Back, and then
yeah, but that takes an energy to do that, and they use it to cool it, so it takes all the heat from it and puts more heat into the
world.
Oh,
is that
world.
How? Wait,
they just
you
need
seem
it
like
to
you
cool
know a lot
computers.
About water. And
it always comes back to water. Yep. Makes me a little sick to my stomach. Good thing we have some more sounds to listen to.
Yeah. Yes. Still united, although we might. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, yeah. I think the thing about sound is it's always uniting, no
and
matter.
And that's what
sound.
I've always said, and that's what I strongly believe. And
it's like one of those things, like food and like math. Like it's in every culture, and everyone shares it.
Wow, a lot to unpack there. I don't. But you know what? I don't even want to. You know, it's such a beautiful sentiment. I think it's just.
There's always going to be music.
Let it sit.
There's always going to be food.
There's always going to be math. Like, why did you?
Because it's like. Never mind. Sorry.
It's just not. Food, music, and then the third one I was just not expecting.
I just like how it's like universal, like the symbol, like.
Do you think
numbers.
Math like is real, or do you think wait? You know,
all right, we got to log this as a political statement.
Or do you think it's just like
conspiracy theory?
We
reality.
As humans just like kind of like imposed it on nature.
No, it's like our way of explaining nature.
Yeah, you think so?
But that doesn't make it not real. It's real to us.
Oh man! Wow.
Aww.
You know what? I think
it's just our little thing to make, like, explain the moon.
Oh,
and
just
such.
A little. Oh, dude, the moon.
But it's so. It's like it is nature, like the Fibonacci sequence, where it's like it's found in nature everywhere. Like, it's so cool.
But like, is that just
No,
I
it
don't
is
know.
Like. I think nature is math. Like, we didn't really.
Right.
It's more than just human.
So then, who's God?
Ooh. All right. Next up. All right.
Anyways, yeah. Next up. Gonna be maybe a no it's gonna be the same song. What am I saying? Because all the same, and food and math and all that. Here is Cats. Cats by C418.
Thank you.
It was Cat by C418, and A Huge Tree in the Sugimori Forest by Joe Hisaishi. Hisaishi. And Saint George the Martyr by Blady. Real, like, range of titles there.
Yeah, and yet they're all, I feel, kind of deeply personal to me in a lot of different ways, and I think it kind of covers a lot of different aspects of my life in there, if you really think about it, you know, from the Minecraft to the Totoro to the Blady. Something to think about there. Another thing to think about is
great transition
is that
there.
A single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatt hours of energy, which is enough to power the average U.S. household for 73 days. Comparing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates the carbon of 2,634,835 Visa transactions.
Whoa!
Yep, that's right. 2,634,835. That's right.
Wow!
A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is equivalent to the weight of more than how many iPhone 12s?
2,000.
Close. Two. these are numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Back to your regular scheduled programming.
Does it say that in there?
No.
Oh. All right. Yeah, food for thought. I wish they'd...
Food for thought. Oh, math for thought. Like, right, Brooke.
Oh, music for thought.
Right.
Sounds for thought.
It is, yeah. But that, isn't that kind of like relevant, like AI, Bitcoin?
Yeah, what happened to Bitcoin? Bring back Bitcoin.
Oh, it never left, actually.
Really? Bitcoin people are still into Bitcoin?
Oh, yeah.
Really? I thought, one of them was, had so much worth that it was, you couldn't even get into Bitcoin anymore.
But it's still, if you do Bitcoin mining, if
like,
you find
what does
a
that
Bitcoin,
mean? Like, what does that mean?
You're like a trillionaire. Bitcoin mining, I don't really know how. I don't.
That's
know how
insane.
That
you can't mine on a computer.
But you do.
That you can't.
And they have entire rooms full of computers for Bitcoin mining.
All
and they're running through.
All right. All I can think of is when we were playing Webkinz.
Yeah, yeah.
You know the curio shop where you'd go to the guy and he'd be like, "Welcome to the curio shop. Hope you find
what
you're
looking for." Is he an elderly dog?
Yeah, he's like
with
a
glasses,
golden retriever.
Perhaps.
Yeah, and yes. You'd mine. Is that where you find the Bitcoins?
Must be, yeah, bro.
Webkinz,
man.
Oh my god! Don't
what was your favorite
started.
Webkinz? What was your like? What was your like signature one? I guess.
My favorite, I think. Okay, I had these two. My first two Webkinz. One was a hippo named Hippie, and one was an elephant named Poppy. That wasn't funny.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I just had the finger on the trigger there for so long. No, but continue.
Yeah, there were like a lot of backstories. Me and my brothers had them, a lot of them, and we would have backstories. Like there was like a panda that was like a grandchild to this elderly frog, and then there was like this beaver named Dee Dee. There was this gecko.
Beaver.
Yeah, we had a beaver one.
Whoa.
It was awesome. We had this gecko, and then we accidentally lost it on vacation once, and then my mom bought a new one, and she, like, put it on the table, and she was like, oh, he came home. But it was, like, so fresh, and it was a different size. We were like,
Yeah,
it was crazy.
That's cool. I can't remember. I remember some of my stuffed animals, but, like, I feel like the most iconic ones weren't Webkinz, sadly. I know
really?
My sister. Do you know what are the actual names of it? Googles or something? They're like the kind of platypus looking ones.
Oh my gosh! And they had the game.
They had the game. And then she was obsessed with those, and so she had like 20 or not 20,
like multiple
a lot.
Of the same animal.
Yeah, although they came in different shapes and sizes, and so there was like woggles. There was like. Papa Woggles, and then they're the, you know, the dumbest names ever, whatever. And then my Oba-chan, she like saw that she had this collection, and then she like made her own.
Whoa!
And it was like a homemade, whatever you call it. And
Whoa.
It was like, oh my,
like
it was so cool.
Like,
yeah,
like
yeah.
She sewed it. That's
yeah. Lit. And now we get dog toys that look exactly like it. So.
Wow, that's a really like a obsession.
No, it's big in the Bailey family lore.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Do you still have all your stuffed animals?
Ooh, I mean, there's no way we got rid of
all of them. All the
Googles. Yeah. I'm sure they're in the attic somewhere or something.
I have mine. Mine are in my room in a basket. That's where Stanley came from,
nice.
Actually. He was in that basket. And
oh, Stanley's from your childhood?
Oh my god, yeah. He's from like kindergarten.
Oh,
no one knows his origin story, though. I think
I
made
him.
Yeah,
prequel question mark?
Wait, literally. My mom, like, can't remember, and my mom thinks it's my brother's from kindergarten. He made it in kindergarten.
He made
because he has, like, googly eyes,
sense.
And, like, he's,
yeah.
like, the most simple guy
yeah.
ever.
Yeah, now that you say it, he does look
oh,
quite,
sorry. We didn't explain. Stanley's my sock puppet.
Oh, right.
People should know. he's out and about.
Hey, if you, yeah.
He's made it big on my Instagram.
Yes. At Brucho on Instagram.
I think we need to, like, log if we, like, that's, like...
Yeah, that's why
I think we can, like, promote.
Said it as, like, a joke or whatever, so...
Yeah, whatever. That's not my real Instagram.
Yep. But you know what is real? You know what is real?
Music.
Math. and the third one. And so we're gonna get back into it.
With this name, I can't. I don't know.
Wait, just, you got it.
It's more the artist. I'll try my best.
Oh.
All right, this song is Crumville by...
Got it.
Onyotrix.
No, just the first three letters.
10 tricks.
Yep. Boom.
Oh, that was so much easier. 10 tricks
right.
Point never. Love that song. That's Real Life by Ear.
Yep.
This up-and-coming artist.
Up-and-coming.
Yeah. I'm convinced one of them is from Massachusetts.
Really? Is that...
I think they go to UCLA.
I was going to say, they seem like LA vibes. Hella.
I was looking them up, and I found an interview.
Whoa, all right. Oh, yeah, real fan over here. And yet no, you won't drive interested. To... Okay, go on.
And... No, I found one of their SoundClouds, which the music is completely different. They have their most recent track is a, like, mix, or like a... a mix of Money Is Everything by Addison Rae. Which is like, wow. I love that song. But the mix is not that good.
Oh.
Sorry, Ear. Sorry, the other half of Ear.
Hmm.
But there's one song, and they mentioned, their SoundCloud, I think, has, like, Massachusetts in the bio.
Wow. Or something. I cannot believe someone from Massachusetts could create something so beautiful. Like,
boom!
Sorry, I know maybe our listeners might not like that. I apologize.
Our local community listeners.
I didn't mean it.
On our community radio.
Now that I'm thinking, maybe I...
Have you ever thought about Elizabeth Warren?
Ooh, I don't know if you're again back
no,
to the.
No, I was trying
to
think of an influencer.
And you just and Elizabeth, yeah.
Paul Revere. I don't know.
No, what about
We should take like a Boston history quiz on show.
Yeah, or we could do Boston theme, Boston history.
Ooh, a Boston theme.
So many good ideas. Yeah.
abstract Boston.
It's like horrible, cold, like
I literally cannot think of another Boston song besides like Shipping Up to Boston.
That'd be crazy song.
Or like Alewife by Clara.
Oh, boom. Is that this it is this Alewife, right? Must be.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. That's pretty
Wait,
cool. Why was she an Alewife?
Wait, hold on.
I feel like she's
you
gotta be
stall.
You can't be a non Massachusettsian, Massachusetts.
That's the slur.
Sorry.
She was upbrought. She was born in Atlanta.
She was real message.
I don't know the verb for that. She was
raised?
Born in Atlanta. But it says upbringing in Carlisle, Massachusetts.
She was brought up in Carlisle, Massachusetts. She was raised in Carlisle, Massachusetts.
She was upbrought. Clara upbrought Carlisle, Massachusetts. Oh, yeah, because we... No, I'm thinking of something else.
Should I stall more? Or we're still typing?
No, I'm just thinking of where Carlisle is. Right. It's a 30-minute drive from Medford.
Oh, awesome.
Looks beautiful.
So shout out Carlisle, and shout out Medford, and shout out Somerville, and...
Shout out Claro, shout out Massachusetts,
Claro, shout out.
And people who are brought in Massachusetts.
And shout out Ear, man. Shout out Ear.
Yeah.
Thanks,
and
guys.
Getting into that, our last song with 1 minute left. This has been The Witching Hour on 91.5 WMFO. Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
And we will see you next week.
Boom.
Boom. All right. Bye.